Yeah, so my name's Adrian. And yeah, just a little background about myself. So I was born in Hong Kong, and then, yeah, moved to the Philippines, lived there for 6 years, and then moved to the Wirral, age six. And yeah, I was really fortunate and blessed to be raised in a Christian family. Yeah, and my parents, yeah, just brought me up with these, you know, strong Christian values. And yeah, where we would read our devotions and the Bible together. Yeah, and that really gave me a really solid foundation for life, I guess. And yeah, and that's, I'm really extremely grateful for them for that. And yeah, and but over these past few months, yeah, since I moved to Coventry in the Midlands, my faith has really excelled. And I think it all started, I guess, when I got my A-level results. They weren't as good as I expected them to be. But you know, despair and disappointment does not need to be a companion today or any day. It says, in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future." And also Romans 8:28 as well. So, and all these things just add up to saying that God's got the best plan for you, even though you've messed up. And yeah, that disappointment, wants to rob us of our dreams and our goals in life. But yeah, God has other plans for us. We prayed about it after my results, and yeah, we just really felt God's calling for me to be in the Midlands, but yeah, in particular Coventry. I'd never visited Coventry before, never looked what Coventry was like, and so yeah, that was quite a big step for us. But yeah, so when God tells you to go somewhere, you definitely go, because yeah, I didn't want to get swallowed up by a big fish like Jonah, so yeah, that's why I went. But yeah, I think I truly believe that God puts us and people in our lives at the perfect place and perfect time, and it's just mad to see how like all of you guys have sowed seeds in my life. I guess this particular story of how I met Sam and David here is quite mad. So basically, I went to see you 1 week, and I didn't like it. Not gonna lie. And I wasn't going to go the next week, but they need someone to play keys. And I was like, and no one replied on the group chat for like, 12 hours. So I was like, oh, I guess I'll have to do it then. And then I went, and then I met these two idiots that night. And yeah, I guess, yeah, these, in a short story, they've really changed my life for the better. As iron sharpens iron, these brothers have been the Jonathan to my David. And I'm truly grateful for you guys, and we've gone through a lot together. We've all messed up in our lives, but we're here to support each other as a brotherhood. It's just amazing to see how in one season things might be difficult, but in the next it's not. Once you pass through, the eyes of God's grace and love, and we're not called to be ordinary people of the world, but God has imparted us to become and be who he has called us to be, for this real purpose that we have. And yet, even though we may have messed up, like the prodigal son came back to his father, we have the option to come back to Jesus, where he's prepared the greatest feast for us. He'll leave the 99 for the one, being us. And yeah, so what you guys might be wondering, why Birmingham? Why get baptized here? Because I live on the Wirral. And Liverpool as well, but yeah, this church has really taken me to next level. And when I mean church, I mean the people in it. There's so many good people here that have really challenged and pushed me to next faith of my journey with God. And yeah, not saying back home there aren't, but there are a lot of people back home as well who've influenced me a lot, from my Elim church, from Liverpool Chinese church, and Hillsong as well. So yeah, just. I have a lot of love for those guys as well, who've taught me so much, and I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today without their guidance and love as well. And yeah, there's so many mentors and leaders here as well. I'm so grateful for God putting in my life, wherever I've known and owned them for the past few months or for a lot of years. God has really put them there for me and to grow and challenge me. That's been really awesome. And so just speaking about Birmingham, it's really exciting what we have here. There is something really special brewing here. You can't walk with God by yourself. And as Rick Warren put it, We are created for community, fashioned by fellowship, and formed for family, and none of us can fulfill God's purposes by ourselves. And it's just really awesome to see that that something really deep happens in you when you forget, when you begin to forget circumstance, fears, and your own capabilities or lack of thereof, and you fix your eyes on God. And there's so many people on fire for God in this church, and I know so in Coventry, that it really excelled and inspired me to, just put that next foot out onto the lake, you know, to begin to walk on that water with God. There's no coincidence that over the past few months I've experienced more of God's love and grace by putting effort in. You know, it's a two-way street. You can't just expect from God, and you have to put in some effort in as well. And this family of people have really supported me, and it just doesn't stop on a Sunday. You know, we go to in true subtle Asian trait fashion, we go to look in and Happy Lemon afterwards, and this continues at core, the student fellowship night we have here, and that's what to me fellowship really is. And you guys have really challenged and pushed me to pursue a really deeper relationship with God, and it's just really encouraging, yeah, to see so many people here on fire for God, to serve and pour out in ministry. I'm just really glad and blessed to be a part of this family, to continue my walk with God. So, thanks, guys.